It's a walk of over 4,000 miles across some of the most remote stretches of land in the world. Add to it a harsh landscape with little water and temperatures that can easily top 100 degrees. This was the area that had to be conquered, and we'll head down under with those explorers on today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Initially, European settlement of Australia took place on the southeastern coast. But as Tony Immel explains, crossing the vast interior was important for exploration and communication with the rest of the world.
So explorers were sent out to basically cross this nation, either east-west or north-south, in the hope that they would reach the northernmost parts of our country, which were closer to Asia. It would seem simple to hook a line from the top of Australia through to Southeast Asia, and then eventually back over to the United Kingdom.
Accomplishing that feat would be a daunting task.
It was 3,000 miles nearly in some directions to get to the top of the country. A short track, or a long track, had to be cut across this country where a telegraph line could be placed safely.
Several explorers died in the effort. It was not until the 1860s that the mission was accomplished.
There was one man, however. His name was John Stuart. In his late 30s, he managed to successfully cross this continent, strangely, on his last mission, with himself and only two other people. So three people actually walked across this continent from the south to the north and back again.
A walk of about 4,000 miles that laid the groundwork for future routes.
Now, once those people safely made it back to the southern colonies, a line could be mapped across this continent and a telegraph line laid down.
Australia was ready to undertake building a telegraph line across the harsh interior, and we'll have that story next time as we travel the countryside in Alice Springs, Australia. I'm Andrew McRae.